As we've been hearing, the comparisons between Arnold Schwarzenegger and former President Ronald Reagan are inevitable. But how accurate are they? Joining us now by phone is Lou Cannon. He covered Ronald Reagan for more than 25 years. He's the author of President Reagan, The Role of a Lifetime, and the soon-to-be-published Governor Reagan, His Rise to Power. And Lou, good to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Neil.
So here we go again. A famous film actor running for governor of California. Is it deja vu all over again?
Maybe. But they taught me in school that an analogy was a comparison in which the fundamental similarities outweigh the fundamental differences, and I think the differences here are quite great. Ronald Reagan was, whether you cared for him or not, when he ran for governor of California, he had made a real name for himself in politics, primarily as giving this very dramatic and effective speech for Barry Goldwater in 1964. But Ronald Reagan had been interested and active in politics all his life, first as a New Deal Democrat and then later as a conservative Republican. And he came into the 1966 race with a committed partisan following, as well as with a committed partisan opposition. He was a much more defined character politically, I think, than Mr. Schwarzenegger is.
And also, of course, a former president of the Screen Actors Guild. When you covered President Reagan's first gubernatorial campaign, I guess this was against Pat Brown, what kind of treatment did he get from the media? Did they take him seriously?
Well, I think that this is where there may be a similarity. At first, because that's what Pat Brown did, there was this great tendency to dismiss him as a, quote, just an actor. Pat Brown liked to say that he was solving the problems of California while Reagan was being upstaged by a chimpanzee in Bedtime for Bonzo. And this was actually, I'm sure it sounded good to whoever wrote the line, but it didn't sit well with the people of California. Acting out here is a respectable profession. Jack Palance, the great actor and a very active Democrat then, walked out of a Democratic telethon saying, attack him if you want because of his lack of experience, but don't attack him because he's an actor. I read a statement this morning by the Democratic state chairman here attacking Schwarzenegger as an actor, which was he sort of used as a synonym for airhead. So it seemed to me, I don't know if that's genetic in what the Democrats do, but that reminded me very much and of what happened to Reagan. And because Reagan at first was underestimated and not taken seriously, he didn't have to be wonderful. He just had to be adequate. When he was adequate, he seemed like he was wonderful. And I think there is it may not be as extreme, but I think that there's a lot of forgotten history here, and I think that Schwarzenegger, I have no idea how he's going to do. He could self-destruct in a week, or he could prove to be the most popular candidate in the history of the state. But I think there is a similarity in the way he's being underrated by the opposition and to some degree by the media, I think.
Ronald Reagan was a charming man, and his charm was not wasted on the voters in California or later around the country. But there was that sense, again, that we all knew him, that we knew him from seeing him on the screen or on television. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Neil. He was much more broadly known, not only because he'd been in a lot of movies in which he played a good guy most of the time. Gary Wills once wrote that he played the heartwarming role of himself, but he'd also been a host on GE Theater when television was newer and television was a very exciting medium. And GE Theater had for years led the ratings in its time slot on Sunday, and he wasn't he was well known to and he was, as you say, he was the head of the Screen Actors Guild. He was known to Californians at that time, and he had in a much more broad gauged way than I think Mr. Schwarzenegger is known. Now, on the other hand, you know, Schwarzenegger has run a very popular he ran this initiative which passed to provide after school programs for children. He's married to a person who is a very popular and well-liked television person, and so I think he has some reach too, but not in the sense that Reagan did in 1966.
Very briefly, Lou, voters tended to forgive Ronald Reagan any slights of memory or flubs that he might make and say, you know, just let him get away with this stuff. Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger will have the same effect?
I think people forgave Reagan because he had a wonderful self-deprecating sense of humor. He made fun of himself. You know, he said, "I know nobody ever died of hard work, but I figured why take a chance?" That kind of stuff. If Schwarzenegger has this quality where he's able to make fun of himself, he seems to me to have a bit of it. I don't really know, but if he's able to do that, if he's able to show the light touch, I think people will forgive an awful lot.
Lou Cannon, thanks very much. Lou Cannon is the author of President Reagan, The Role of a Lifetime, and his soon-to-be-published book, Governor Reagan, His Rise to Power, and he was with us on the phone from California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.